Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you're looking for something in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork, you're going to totally miss this. What are we talking about? His methods of operation, his devices that we shouldn't be ignorant of, is that he passes off what he does as God. Can you see this? That way, he can continue to operate unchallenged, because if it's God, what are you going to do? If it's God doing it, if God sent the hurricane, I mean, our society is permeated with this. Acts of God, tornado, tore through a trailer park, killed little children. We don't know why God took them. Ignorance. I said ignorance. Our good Father is not destroying little children's bodies with tornadoes. Ignorance. There's an evil entity. He's the God of this world. If he can, he'll get in a storm. If he can, he'll influence people to do criminal acts. Wherever he can, he influences leaders. He's the God of this world, which means he's got his fingers in stuff all over the planet. And it's not hard to figure out. If it's stealing and it's killing and it's destroying, Jesus said, it's the thief. He said, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly, to the full, until it overflows. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, friend, it's so simple. A 2-year-old, a 3-year-old could get it easily. Amen. The devil is a bad devil. He does bad things.
That's right.
God is a good God.
Right.
He does good things.
That's right.
They're not working together. They never swap jobs.
Amen.
Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
Men's theology have convoluted, and the enemy has influenced religions big time. And the main thing he does is transform himself and hide what he does as God's works. Come on, somebody said out loud, by the grace of God,
I am not ignorant
of His devices. Lord, open my eyes to see what is you and what is not you. Do you know what blaspheming the Holy Spirit is? People talk about it. It's attributing the works of God to the devil. Can you see what's going on? The enemy, he wants you to attribute his works to God. And then he wants you to attribute what the Holy Ghost is doing to the devil. This is why he's called, said to be so subtle, so crafty. He's so tricky in these areas. So beware of attributing a thing to God. If it's bad, don't you know your Father's good? Why would you assume it's Him? I know we may think we already know some of this, but could you know it too well?
No.
Are people still getting tricked right and left about this?
Yes.
How are things going to happen in our life? The things we desire, the good things we need and want. It's not just left up to God. It's not just left up to His will or His power. In Mark 9, it talks about that. I tell you what, for time's sake, you head over to Genesis. And I'll mention this to you. But you go head over to Genesis 3, if you would, please. Let's talk about how this happens and what happened. In Mark 9, we had talked about how that the man brought his son to the disciples who had been having seizures. And they did what they needed to do and could not get him set free. Just because somebody prayed for you, or you prayed and did some things and it didn't work out, that does not prove that it wasn't the will of God. Just means for whatever reason you didn't receive. Tell me again how it's going to happen. According to God's timing. If that's how it is, Jesus would have said that. Wouldn't he? Why couldn't he have said that? According to God's time. He could have just said, be patient, blind men. According to the timing of God. When he's good and ready. He could have said that. Couldn't he? According to the mysterious plan, you won't understand it, and it may not be God's will for you to be healed in this lifetime. He could have said those things. He didn't say those things.
Right.
Men have made up this stuff and passed it off as God. Who does that sound like? Who does that sound like? Attributing the works of the enemy to God. Oh, I'm excited about this.
Amen.
I believe a lot of people are going to stop getting tricked.
That's right. Hallelujah.
People like you.
That's right.
I believe a lot of folks. The enemy's been tricking people, tricking people, tricking people. But he's going to go to do it again. They're going to go, hold on. No. Don't you try to tell me this is my Father doing this in my life.
Right.
You know, my dad's in heaven. And he's a man, made a lot of mistakes. He'd be the first one to tell you, but he's a good daddy to us, and I'm a good friend to me. And if you came and tried to tell me my daddy did this evil thing and my daddy did this bad thing, you ain't making any friends with me.
Right.
Come on, can you see this? You're talking about my daddy. He's a good man.
That's right.
Oh, your daddy, you know, did this, and he stole, and he lied, and he went in this house and destroyed all this stuff. I said, What? You don't know my daddy.
That's right.
My daddy didn't do that. Well, if I would stand up and believe in my earthly daddy, who's had failures and mistakes, why couldn't I stand up for my heavenly Father,
yes,
who's never lied,
yes,
never failed? He's not cruel. He's not the destroyer. Stand up for your Father.
Yes.
Don't let people tell you lies and you accept it and believe it. This man told Jesus, he said, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And the good news said, Jesus said, if you yourself can, everything is possible to the person who has faith. The man tried to put it all on Jesus. If you can do something, help us. And Jesus turned it right back around and said, what do you mean if I can? If you will believe. What's it according to? Our faith. That's where Jesus put the emphasis. I think we should keep it where Jesus put it and not let people change it on us. Now in Genesis 3, well, hold your place. Mark 11, 22. Now you know teaching on faith, we had to get here at some, is that right? At some point.
That's right.
Jesus had spoken to the fig tree, and it dried up from the roots, and it took it a few hours for this to happen. When he first spoke to it, you couldn't tell that there was any change. But hours later, they saw the tree and the leaves, and the Bible tells you it happened at the roots underground where you couldn't see. This is how faith works. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. It works first in the unseen realm, then the results show up in the seen. Everything happens inside out. Spirit, then flesh. And they remarked about it, how soon this has happened. And Jesus said what? He said to them what? Now they're remarking about how he just spoke to this, and his words, obviously of faith, changed a physical, material thing in this world in a matter of hours. Now, religion would have worded this differently. And even you, even though it says this, you can read it with religious glasses on and never even see that part. You can read it and go, they said, Jesus, look how quick it dried up. And you could read it and go, and Jesus said, yes, I'm the Son of God. I can do this. But don't you try it. I'm the Son of God. I can do this. But don't you try it. That's not what he said. He didn't say anything like that. He said, if you couple this with Matthew's account, he said, if you have faith and don't doubt, you can not only do this, which is done to the fig tree, but if you say to this mountain, is he telling them they could do what he just did? Is he telling them that?
Yes, and more.
Certainly he is. He said, if you believe on me, the works I do, you'll do also. And greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. That's not what religion teaches. Religion says, yeah, Jesus did it because he's the Son of God. Ooh and ah, but don't try this at home. Because you're not Jesus. Who do you think you are? Had somebody that really thought they were saying something negative to me one time. They said, well, you're just trying to act like Jesus. I said, I thought that was the idea. Who do you want me to act like? Is there a better example? The Bible said, be imitators of God as dear children. Jesus did not do these things in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as God. Philippians describes how he laid aside his mighty weight and glory and power and became like other men. That's why there are no miracles recorded. Now, there's some apocryphal things, but don't you believe it. They'll have Jesus healing little friends when he was a child or raising a little bird from the dead. Not true. Not true. Don't you believe it. The Bible said the first miracle that happened was the turning of water into wine.
That's right.
And this happened after he was baptized in the River Jordan and the Spirit of God came on him. Come on, can you see this? Why? He had to be anointed because he's functioning as a man. Well, if that's true, and what he did as a man, then you can see the glorious possibility if he would anoint you with the same Spirit and give you the same authority, then you can walk even as he walked, which is what the Scripture commands us to do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.